Howdy, folks. You know, some drivers are real optimists. When they see an empty space at the curb, they don't automatically think there's a hydrant there. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And a good way to start off, I think, is by talking about a pleasant treat, Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum. Yeah, you'll enjoy Double Mint because it tastes so good, and the smooth, long-lasting chewing gives you a grand feeling of satisfaction, you know? And it's so handy. You can treat yourself just about any time or any place there, and it just fits in swell with most everything you do. Have some right now, and enjoy it while you listen. Delicious Double Mint. I guess you've heard how it used to be when women first started working for money instead of husbands. There was a saying that heaven will protect the working girl. That's how it used to be. Today it takes a union, wage hour laws, health insurance, Social Security, and a pension plan to do it. Boy, when I was a young fellow, a fellow figured that he was lucky if somebody would give him a job. No bonuses, no vacation, no pension plan, no health insurance, just a plain job of work. Nowadays, it's just the opposite. I mean, you give the employer a chance to give you a job, providing he qualifies. In some cases, they say the employer has to fork over cash in advance to get a fellow even to try out for a job. Oh, things have sure changed a lot. I can remember how fascinated I was as a boy to see a man standing with his hands in his pockets jingling coins. You remember? I figured anybody that had enough coins to jingle, he was rich. You don't see fellows jingling coins much anymore. Now they just pull out their wallets and flap a string of credit cards around. And another thing I miss is the fellows sitting out in the front of the post office whittling. I don't calculate they did much good, just whittling, but it's a lot better than what some of today's youngsters are doing with their knives, I'll tell you. Hey, let's start our music off today with Marion Morgan, huh?
Okay, Pat, and the song is Thou Swell. Thou swell, thou wit, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure would do, give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. Thou grand, thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Very nice, Marion. And thou art swell, too. Those are words you know anybody likes to hear. And summer's a time when people can really see how popular you are. So you do all you can to make a good showing, Remember that double mint chewing gum can give you some nice helps. The helpful chewing that helps keep your teeth clean and attractive. And you know how everybody likes a bright, sunny smile. And the fresh, cool double mint flavor sweetens your breath, too. And wholesome double mint, it's light and non-filling in case you're counting calories. You try it. Friendly, popular double mint chewing gum. Now, I wonder if we could get the Buttram Symphony to maybe play a polka about now. How about it, Frank?
We just happen to have one, Pat. The B-flat polka.
Thinking one of the glories of life that doesn't show up too often in today's complex civilization is the thing we call bravery. I think people are just as brave as ever. It's just that the opportunity for bold, adventurous bravery aren't around. The pattern of life has become smoother, less need for heroics. Bravery has taken new forms, not as exciting, maybe, but calling for the same dedicated courage as always, I know. By the same token, we still have about the same percentage of cowards, only it doesn't show too much either. Our cowardice today is in ordinary things, you know, cowardice in coping fully with our jobs as parents sometimes, cowardice in our community and political responsibilities, cowardice in planning for future emergencies. I don't know, I think one thing in which almost all of us are cowards is in throwing away things. Our closets are filled with things we never use. Never will use. And the closets get fuller and fuller of junk just because we're closet cowards, you know. Oh, well, enough of that. Now it's Buttram bonus time. Well, our Buttram bonus today is a poem, and it's called Wives. A wife is one who lifts from chairs the hat and coat her husband wears, who cleans the bathroom day by day and puts his razor blades away. She finds pajamas on the floor and hangs them on the closet door. She takes his shirts and studs and ties and hides them right beneath his eyes. And when he's hunted near and far, he'll find them where they always are. A wife is one who understands the endless care a man demands. Though fully grown, she comes to see that still in much a child is he. He must be babied, petted, pleased, and never criticized or teased. He must be flattered and admired, be pitied when he's ill and tired. And when he has an aching head, with tenderness be put to bed. A wife is one by duty bound to think her husband most profound. If she with him would get along, she must pretend he's never wrong. However foolish he may be, with all he says she must agree. For once she points his follies out, for days the dear old thing will pout. To every wife this praise is due. Here's a job no man can do. Now let's have a good song by the Jack Halloran Quartet. Here's one they do better than anybody to my taste. Loch Lomond.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on the Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to go. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, ye'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. But me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, ye'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Well, I'm glad you boys discarded that idea to wear kilts while singing that. You didn't need them, really. Well, we leave you until our next go-around of Just Entertainment tomorrow. There's just one thing I'd like to remind you to do. That's when you buy double mint chewing gum, buy several packages and, you know, tuck them away handy in a pocket or your purse. Then you can enjoy it often, still have a little supply in reserve so you won't run short. Get some today. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram suggesting to some of you girls that there are times when the end doesn't justify the genes. Goodbye now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And KFC.